Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, ghost hunting at a haunted hotel. It kind of sounds like fun until you accidentally encounter something extremely paranormal.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. We'd love to hear your real ghost story. If you want to listen ad-free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. You also get advanced episodes there and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories as well. So do check that out. Let's jump right into our first ghost story of the day at 855-853-4802.
My name is Sydney, and I live in Victoria on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, in Canada. And my story is actually about a little island that is off of our main island called Quadra Island. And there's a hotel there called Harriet Bay Inn, and it's kind of Canada famous or BC famous for being quite haunted. It's been on the news, and I think that's kind of their claim to fame and makes the hotel pretty popular. And I believe it's been around since the late 1800s and has kind of always been like a hotel that loggers would go to have parties. And it was just quite rowdy and lots of, I guess, history to the building. And then before that, it was a First Nations. I can't think of the specific word, but it's kind of where they harvested their clams and shellfish. So with that, there's just so much history to the land. But we went there, my friend and I, on a ghost hunt expedition, and we actually went with a crew, I guess, that is located out of Victoria that hosts ghost weekends and or different ghost hunts. So we paid and we went, and it was kind of a girls' trip, and both my friend and I do lots of videos on ghosts and stuff, and actually it's all my friend, she does all the editing. So we just kind of went for fun. Like, we've done the Maritime Museum in Victoria, and we decided that let's do something more than that. It's just an evening, let's do a whole weekend. So we were sharing a room, and right when we got there, they told us that our room was one of the haunted ones, so people would be in and out during the investigations in the evening, and the investigations went from like 8:30 p.m. all the way to about 2 or 3 in the morning. So that evening we got there, we had to take a little ferry over from the mainland, and we check in, they tell us that we're haunted. Anyways, we go up to our room and set all of our stuff away, and then we go down for dinner, and all of us are getting to know each other. It's about 25 or 30 in the group, and there's no one else in the hotel other than us and the staff. So we eat dinner, and we're all telling ghost stories, and my friend and I are kind of the only ones out of place, just because we're more of like the skeptics that like going on ghost hunts to try to scare ourselves, whereas everyone that was there was very much intuitive and brought all of their crystals and all of these divination tools, where we pretty much brought our iPads so we could watch Netflix to go to sleep, and my friend brought like a ghost box and her camera and her video camera. Like, we just wanted evidence. So we eat dinner, and then we go for a cat nap, just because the investigation is going to start at about 8 p.m. So we had about an hour in between dinner finishing and the investigation. So we went upstairs, and we had to share a queen-size bed. And to the left of me at the back of the room, there's this large washroom. And then on my friend's side of the bed was this armoire that all of our stuff was in, and it had a big oval mirror on it that you could see into the bathroom. So I hop under the covers. I think she's on top of the covers, and we just kind of set the alarm and fall asleep. So about 45 minutes into our nap, I just hear a little bit of a shake of the shower curtain, and then I hear a step, 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 and my eyes shoot open, and I'm facing my friend, and her eyes are open. I'm like, did you hear that? And she's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, is there something behind me? She's like, mm-mm. So I end up shooting under the covers because I'm a scaredy cat, where she is really brave and she doesn't, I don't know, she's a lot harder to scare. So she gets up and she sets up her video camera, turns on her phone to collect EVPs, puts on her ghost box and starts recording. And so she starts asking questions like, if you're here, can you make a sound? And all of a sudden we get a knock from inside the bathroom. So at this point, I shoot from under the covers and like run across the room and I open the door and she's like, are you in or you're out, kid? So I close the door and we start asking more questions. So she has her ghost box on and she's like, if there's someone here, make something happen. I can't remember the exact events, but pretty much my mascara in the counter, on the counter in the bathroom rolls off of the counter. And we hear that in the video and we didn't realize what happened until after when we watched it, and then I went into the bathroom. So unfortunately this little part's not on the video, but you can hear it. So at this point I hear that, I run out of the room, and then I'm freaking out in the hallway, and eventually this gentleman who was our neighbor is like, oh, are you everything okay? I'm like, yeah, there's just something in our bedroom. So he ends up coming back into the bedroom with us and he starts talking over my friend, and it kind of stopped the video from that point, like, I guess being credible as to what was our voices and what was else was going on in the room. But he's like, oh, maybe it's the kitchen below. And it, like I said, it's like a 100-year-old hotel. So he ran downstairs to check if the kitchen was below us. And he comes up and he's like, it might be the kitchen, but I don't know for sure. Later, we confirmed that we were not above the kitchen. Anyways, so we end up wrapping up. But right before we end up wrapping up, I thought I heard a little girl say, hi, and then I go, hi. And then later on, I asked everyone if they heard that in the room, and everyone was like, no. But you can hear on the video someone saying, hi. But anyways, just got ahead of myself. Anyways, the whole weekend was kind of strange. Like, nothing huge happened. We told everyone that, like, our room was haunted, and I don't think there's any major experiences left in, like, that happened in the room. But people got different kind of evidences. Like, there's a pretty cool photo that was found, and some really good EVPs. But anyways, that weekend I drive my friend home, and she literally just goes to her computer and starts uploading it, and she calls me and she's like, you have to hear this. So she ended up taking her cell phone and recording what was being played on her computer, and she ended up actually making a video, which is on YouTube. So if you search Harriet Bay Inn ghost, you can see all this. And my memory is like a little bit fuzzy just because it happened like 7 months ago, but pretty much during that video, you hear all the knocking, you hear sounds happening in the bathroom. But what you don't hear, well, we didn't hear, but we hear on the video, is there's parts of my friends asking a question, being like, can you show yourself? And all of a sudden, in this disembodied voice that's really growly, you hear, come and see. And then there's also another voice that at some point it goes, the first pass. And it's really growly, it's pretty clear. And we didn't hear this at all in the room. So if I would have heard this the night that we were there, 100% we would have went home. We probably would have like caught the next ferry out or slept in our car and then caught it in the morning. So thankfully we didn't hear it. But yeah, this is all in the video. And also the little girl's voice that goes, hi, I definitely heard it. And then I say, hi, that is on the video as well. But yeah, so we had a little bit of a hard time sleeping in that room, but it was tons of fun. I have lots of ghost experiences, but I don't really share the ones that were just me, just because I don't know how credible it is when it's just you, because sometimes your imagination gets the best of you. But I do have others that include like family and friends, and those are the ones I really feel are quite credible. So I'd love to share some more sometime. I hope you enjoy this story. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts on that?
Well, I did Google Harriet Bay Inn ghosts, and there are so many things that popped up.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a very haunted hotel.
Yeah.
And it's H-E-R-I-O-T, it looks like. But I thought that'd be kind of fun to listen to it. But there's so many people who have posted stuff about that place. It looks kind of cool, but I don't know that after hearing that story, I don't know that I can stay there.
Yeah. It's a nice thought.
Y'all do that. I'll watch your videos when you post them.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. If you'd like to share, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or call 855-853-4802. It's going to wrap up this episode. If you want access to the bonus episodes, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.